Om Shanti. We will spend a few minutes to just explain a bit and use Daddy's talk last night to create a meditation experience. And the focus of the talk was actually our peace being broken into pieces. Did you like this point? That my peace have been broken into pieces. And I have to put it together. It's not someone who's going to put it together. I am. I am supposed to put together and glue and make sure that that piece becomes whole again. Is that right? That's what Daddy was saying last night. And meditation is a way. And I think the very reason you are all here is because the pieces of our peace have gone all over the place and you don't know which one to pick up first. I also came from that particular experience being a professional when I like my work and yet my work gives me a lot of tension. I like people, but the very people I like also give me tension. They demand so much. And so I said, why is it that what I like is actually giving me peacelessness? And I think that is all our experience, the very reason we have to understand what makes peace into pieces. And I think the first thing we have to do is find out how to glue it back. Put all of this together. I don't know whether some of you do play have experienced playing puzzles. How many of you know, a picture broken into puzzles? Yeah? Okay. And there's a little story that's connected with that. So a teacher went to class and said to the students, okay, I will give a prize to the first one who can. He gave all this, this boy, you know, and says, everyone who can actually put the map of the world together as quickly as possible. And everyone tried, but this boy came and said, and put it in 5 minutes. Okay, you know why? Behind the map is actually a picture of a human being. So what he did was to look at the back, and he is very familiar with the human being, but not familiar with the world. Isn't it? And so what happens is, I am familiar with a human being, because I am a human being. And so the reference is from behind. I am the reference of everything. And then the world is created out of that. Do you understand? And therefore, I have to find that being again. For all of us. The glue is, I have to find who am I, the human being, the being. And then my world will become whole again. Okay? Is that a good point? So a meditation is establishing and reinforcing who am I. Who is the most important person in this room? Becky, who's in front, giving a talk? No, I am. And Daddy said, don't bother about others. I have to only think of what I have to do. Never ask, what is she supposed to tell me? She's not telling me the right thing. No. Everyone has responsibility. And in meditation, I have to take full responsibility of myself. And the first thing is, I have to take responsibility of my mind. How many of you could claim that I can mind my mind? Or your mind is undermining you? Yeah? I must take hold. I must mind my mind. Or my mind is undermining me. So instead of me controlling my mind, I'm being controlled by my mind. What is our case most of the time? Our mind is telling us what to think, rather than telling our mind, don't think that way, this is the way to think. I am your boss, I am the king, I am the ruler, I am the self-sovereign, I'm in control. The mind controls us. So when a negative thought, a wasteful thought about others come into our mind, what happens to the being? The being gets confused. When it sees problems in the office or in relationship in the home, rather than, and the mind begins to think, and the soul begins to get confused, rather than saying, wait, 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 stop it. I am the sovereign. I am the soul. You are my mind. I am not mind, but I have a mind, and my mind is actually my faculty. I am your boss. You are not my boss. And I think that's the first thing we have to do, and meditation teaches us to be the ruler, the controller, yeah? The boss, the king of our mind. Just to review, I think you have taken lesson one. As a being, you know, the soul has a kingdom, isn't it? And it has a territory. The territory is my body. And my body has five citizens. Which are the five citizens of my body? My senses. Sight gives me information that I see, information from what I see. My ears, information about the things I hear. My skin, information about, you know, the sense feelings, isn't it? Cold, hot, you know, pain. And then my taste buds, information about taste, too spicy, too sweet, everything. My sense of smell gives me information about, you know, everything that I experience through smell. But who makes a decision? Whether this sugar is not good, this is too sweet for me, this is too salty. Who makes a decision? Your tongue? Who? I make the decision. This is not good for me. I, the being, the soul. I, the soul. Okay? And how does the soul does that? It has citizens of five senses, but it has ministers. You know, if you're a king, you have to have ministers, or in some government, they call it department secretaries or minister secretaries. And then the king says, do this for me. He does not do it directly. He does it through something, isn't it? So the mind is the producer of thought. But the mind cannot decide which thought to produce, because it's always influenced by all the information that comes into our senses. So who is the minister that's responsible? My intellect. The intellect says, don't think that way. How do you know you don't think that way? Well, I heard Daddy Yankee, and Daddy Yankee said, mind your own business. Don't look at people and say, he's not doing right, she's not, you know, accurate, so on and so forth. Daddy Yankee said, don't think. Don't ask why, don't ask how. If they're making a mistake, and if they're messing up my life, then let me correct what I wanted, and gently say, could I help you? Rather than get angry and upset. Isn't it? So the intellect is my minister, which is actually a minister which is very educated. The reason why we come and get education is because the intellect has to get the right information about the physical world, and also what is righteous and what is good for the being. their job is to make me happy, my ministers. And if my mind is disturbing me, I should scold my mind. I should take control of it and say, quiet, be quiet. And meditation is a method to quiet the mind. For a long time, we lost control. Our mind has become a rebel. And it's messing up our life. My life, your life, our lives, isn't it? So what's our complaint? I need peace of mind. I am confused. I am depressed. I am sad. Because feelings are produced by thoughts that I keep with me. And we're so used to creating either negative thoughts, waste thoughts, degrading thoughts, you know, self-pain, no? Thoughts that create pain, blaming ourselves. And these are really thoughts, they're not good, isn't it? Because I can't get out of it. And so the mind, the soul, has to search for the truth and the method how to actually control the mind. And therefore, I, the soul, the being, use my intellect. I go to classes. I listen to good speakers. I listen to people who have experience like Daddy Janki, Sister Janti. And then I learn from that and I say, let me apply it to myself. Let me apply. And if they are successful in their life, it must be, and they're also human beings like me, I must be able to use it for myself. And so the habit of being confused, which is the third faculty of the soul, is really what you call sanskara, the habit, habitual. We're being forced by our habit of negative thinking, of feeling sad, of being depressed, of being stressed. It becomes a habit in our life because we are allowing the mind to keep on creating this. We are now correcting it by using the right method, and the method is meditation. So what we're going to do is actually try to put some control over our mind for a few minutes. We'll do it by every 10 minutes, we will pause. And because I cannot check where your mind is going, you have to, no? So the first thing we have to do is, okay, sit in a most comfortable position. Of course, it's very cold, so you can put your hands maybe so the cold does not bother you. And why is it that it is an open-eyed meditation? Because when you close your eyes, you're going to fall asleep. People who want to concentrate don't close their eyes. They have to open their eyes, or else, you know, you're like a driver, no? You heard of this analogy. You are the driver of the car. If you're driving a car, do you close your eyes? No. You have to have eyes straight, but you can see what you call peripheral vision, is you can see everything around you, isn't it? How many of you drive? Station has, how many drives? Okay. So we are drivers. And even though you're not a driver, if you learn this, you can drive as soon as you get out of this room. Okay? So I have to focus in a direction that's my purpose. And yet, I am very aware of what's happening left, right, center, because I have two mirrors, left and right, and I have a mirror in front of me, which actually gives me a view of the back. Can you imagine? A driver is very powerful. And I have to be alert, that I have to know where I'm going, and yet I'm also, in a sense, secondly aware that there are many things happening left side, right side, and behind me, so I'm creating an eye behind me by using this mirror, and yet I'm actually focused in what direction I wanted to go. And that's why we have to open our eyes. And some of you have learned meditation with closed eyes, but now imagine you are a driver. And, or you are a motor, if you like motorcycle, it's good, because they also have the same thing. Okay? So sit properly. In the car of your body. And you're looking through the windows, to the front windows of your car. And you have created a destination. And that destination is the experience that I am the being in control of this car. Nothing should disturb me. I have to be focused on my aim. I am the being, the soul. A spark of beautiful divine light. Seated in the driver's seat of this vehicle called the body. I can see straight forward. A vision of myself. A being who is in control of my life. The being responsible for putting back the pieces of my peace. I am. In charge of my life. There are many things happening around me. My work is one of them. My family, my friends, my community. And yet I, the being, centers myself in the middle of all this different concern. I imagine all of this concern around me like a carousel, and yet I am the pole, the center of everything in my life. I don't have to move my head. I just allow this carousel of concerns, business or profession to earn money, my family, my friends, my community whatsoever. And I switch on the switch, and the carousel slowly move in front of me, one by one. I look at the carousel of my profession. Just look at it as a detached observer, as it passed in front of you. You don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything. I just look. And one by one, as the carousel of my life move in front of me, I just look, observe with detachment, and tell myself, they're just pieces and parts of my life. I am the one who is whole. I am the one who is the manager, the king. And whatever is needed by any aspect of my life, I use my inner resources to deal and manage them . What are my inner resources? I have an intellect, the power to judge, discern what is right and wrong. A conscience, which is an aspect of my intellect. An inner voice, which tells me, you can do it. I can do it. I know what is right and wrong intuitively. I can listen to that inner voice. Yes, I am a beautiful being, a thinking being. A beautiful being because I have the ability to manage my life in the way that it could be beautiful. I have a mind which is under my control. I can create beautiful thoughts that brings my inner power, the power of purity, in every aspect of my life. I ask myself, how can I use the power of purity? I look at every aspect of my life and I say, when this aspect of my life, I focus only on that which gives benefit to the self and others. When there is no selfishness in my intention and my motives, then that every aspect of my life will be pure, and purity gives birth to peace and happiness. I am a pure being. I am real. I am true. Reality and truth are aspects of being pure. When I become real, and I live on the basis of my being a soul, the truth of my identity is I am not a body, but a spiritual being. Then the power of truth becomes the center of my life. Purity, reality, and truth become the standard of my intellect to judge and to decide. Purity is like a glue that puts everything in a perspective, one focus. I, soul, must create truth, reality, which means purity in all aspects of my life. I go deeper into this thought. And as a detached observer, I could clearly see which aspect of my life I have to work on. What I have to change in myself, in the way I look and see things, in the way I express myself, I, the soul, clearly see in the mirror of truth, reality, and purity what I have to transform. I'm not disturbed with what I see, no matter how they may be looking confused and in pieces, because I, the soul, is powerful. I must not forget this. I am a powerful being. In fact, I am eternally powerful. I just forgot it. And I'm reminding myself of the inner power, of the many powers that I have. To remind means to awaken those powers again. To use again those powers that I have within. The power to think right. To think happy thoughts. The power to decide according to what is right, what is real, and what is true. The power of my original qualities as a soul, as a being. The purity that gives birth to peace and happiness. And the power of love, which I could use to create oneness in my life. Every time I sit in the driver's seat of my car and begin to think about all of this, I am empowering myself. I have forgotten what I have. Now is the time to remember. And meditation is remembering what I have forgotten. I am no less I am a powerful, pure being. And I am claiming that again. And every time I sit in silence, and remind myself of how powerful and pure I am, I'm invoking peace, happiness, love. In my life. And putting the broken pieces
in one whole. And I, the soul, I become the king, the ruler of myself. I know at this point in time, the practice, the constant practice of this reminders, remembering, must become a habit. I must not allow myself to forget, who am I? Who am I? I am a being, a soul, a spark, a powerful energy of light, the one in charge, the driver of this car, the body. And like the highway of life, there'll be many I'm going to meet with their own cars, and some of them are reckless drivers, but I myself is careful because I am powerful. To be powerful means to be careful not to get into accidents. And when I am in control of all the aspects of my life, when I can manage them from within, then I will enjoy driving in the highway of life. And I will reach my destination accident-free, happy, and peaceful. Let me remind myself of what I have forgotten. I am powerful, pure being. And with these two qualities, I can bring peace in the pieces of my life into one whole, beautiful life. When you like it, as soon as you come in back to this room, carrying with you that awareness, and promise yourself that the whole day I will remember who I am, the pure, powerful being, putting the pieces of peace together. Om Shanti. Meditation is a very creative way of talking to myself, isn't it? And you don't have to follow anyone.
But your meditation experience could be variety every day. Whatever is the concern that comes into my life at that point which is important, I don't have to be confused. I just said, okay, let me just stand in the middle of everything and allow the carousel that goes around. You know, sometimes it's people. And there's one time I was kind of wanting to say, why are people not like me? And so I put all these people in a carousel, like in the conveyor in the airport. And I sit there observing them, and I allow them to pass in front of me, and I said, I know you don't like me, but I do like you. You know? Because you are a soul. I know you are a soul. Maybe you don't know I am a soul, but I know because I learned that. And therefore, all of these people that comes in front of me very quickly or slowly, according to how much speed. And when you have to say sorry, say sorry to them and say, I'm sorry if I did something. And the people who actually like you, you put them there also and say, thank you for recognizing me and my good qualities. And what happened is, even before you say thank you or say, you know, practically, I'm sorry, that person will actually reach, that your thought of apology will reach that person automatically. And maybe that person comes in front of you during the day and you smile and he smiles back. Isn't it? And this is the power of our thought. Isn't it? So sometimes you have ego and say, why should I say sorry? Then say sorry without being in front of the person physically. But I sit in meditation, sit in the center of my life and tell myself, I am in charge. I have the qualities of peace and purity and love. And out of love, I'm asking forgiveness. And ask this person in your meditation after telling yourself, I'm a powerful, loving person. And then come in front of him and say, sorry, when I meet you today, I hope you catch my thought. Isn't it? So why don't we use this method of meditation to correct everything we want to correct in our lives in private? Isn't that nice? You don't have to break, you don't have to bow down, but begin everything with a smile. And you can smile, not fake smile, huh? But because it comes from your thought and from your heart, it comes, the smile becomes, and maybe the person will not smile back, but would you feel hurt? No, because it comes from my heart and my mind first and my heart. And I know that sometimes it takes 5 times smile before they'll forgive you. But because you have that intention to actually create harmony within, then you will take that risk, isn't it? Then your sensitivity and your ego won't get hurt. So remembering is meditation. Remembering what I have forgotten about myself, about the power that I have within. And meditation is bringing that out into the surface of my life so that I am again in charge. Not my mind, not the situation, not the insulting person, but I can manage everything with humility, with peace, with love, whatever power you want. Even when you have to say the truth, but don't say it in anger, but you say, You know, son, I can't give you that. It's not good for you. You don't have to shout. But you can say something to correct, but accompanied by a quality of love. But there's firmness, the balance between love and being firm. And the person or the other soul will understand. And having faith that like me, there are also beings who have forgotten something about themselves. And I'm just here, an instrument to remind them. Okay? So be creative. Use the carousel. Look what are the things you want to use in the different aspect of your life. You don't have to research in books. They're all inside us. And keep on telling myself, I have them inside. Let me bring them out. Let me remember what I have forgotten. So meditation is remembering what we have forgotten. And when we remember, we bring it into the surface of our life, all of this power of mind, intellect, positive qualities. And we will be able to be powerful and peaceful. Okay? Om Shanti. Okay. So, see you again.